The Feminist Daughter Dementia Dilemma by Andrea Shell. Act 1. On the porch, at my parents' house in the little town of Southern Pines, North Carolina, in the springtime, it's just absolutely beautiful. There is a forest of pine trees in the front yard. The air is so vibrant and fresh. All of the leaves are that super light springtime baby green. We are sitting in our typical spots. I'm at the table with my computer and Judy Sue, my mom, she's over on her green chair. I'm splitting my time between developing a gender curriculum for this course I'm teaching called Gender Benders, where I focus on the gender of concepts, ideas, and materiality. And then I'm also working on some writing stuff for this group I'm in called Creativity Comrades. It's like poetry, songs, monologues, stuff like that. And then Judy Sue, she's reading her favorite book. The title is so great. It's called Why is for Yesterday. Well, she's really just reading the first page of Why is for Yesterday that she's been reading for 6 to 7 years now. This is another one of my many trips to Southern Pines that I've been doing since she got diagnosed with dementia. When this happened, the diagnosis, I became what I call control central. I took over all the finances, which, you know, I'm like, numbers are things that are fun. That's my experience of numbers. I get her to the doctors who have no real answers except for, she has dementia. The door is right over there. Thank you so much for coming. And of course, caregiving. The woman needs care. ADLs, activities of daily living. Where she is in her dementia journey at this point is that she knows who my second grade teacher is and the one time I stole Tic Tacs from the grocery store when I was 6, but she doesn't remember what she had for breakfast or what happens to Matthew at the end of season 3 on Downton Abbey that she's seen about 800 times. So she knows where she is. She knows where things in the house are. She can use the bathroom by herself, but she does need to be reminded to shower. Thankfully, she doesn't like to cook or make anything or try to do anything like leave the house or drive or start a fire. She doesn't live alone. There are other family members that are this hodgepodge network of support, but I'm really the one doing everything. She lives with my dad, but he can't take care of my mom because he has his own ailments. It would be completely and totally unrealistic for him to be doing all the care. And my brother is also around, but that would also be completely unrealistic for him as well. My one sister, Sister Lee, lives in Los Angeles with a kid and a husband, so she can't do it. And my other sister, Sister B, lives in Bali with a 15-hour time difference, so she can't do it. So it's me, single, no kids, chronically career adjacent. I'm also the only one that basically gets along with everybody, so it's me, control central. But aside from all of that, there is no way in hell that I wasn't going to be there for Judy Sue during this time. She has supported me in every ridiculous thing I have ever tried to do in my life, and there has been a lot of things. So there was no way I was not going to be there to support her as she has the terrible experience of losing herself. So I fly back and forth from Los Angeles to Southern Pines and back to Los Angeles and back to Southern Pines. And then I was in Amsterdam for a bit and then back to Southern Pines and then back to Amsterdam and back to LA. I hire part-time caregivers and they quit. And then I hire more part-time caregivers and my dad fires them. I hire more caregivers. And this just sort of goes on with flights and caregivers and me here for 3 months and back there for 2 months and back over here for 4 months and back over here for a month. Like it just keeps going on like this for like 6 or 7 years. And it's like completely horrible and terrible and then totally okay at the exact same time. Like I am able to do it. I'm able to keep my life going-ish and her life going-ish. Not great, not perfect, very far from perfect, but somewhat keeping things together. So here we are. On this absolutely gorgeous spring day on the front porch in small town North Carolina with feminist theory, creativity, and Why is for Yesterday filling the afternoon. I look over at Mom. She's so cute. I have that experience of cute overload with her where my teeth gnash because I think she's so cute. She's staring off in a way that I've never really seen her stare off before.
Mother?
She lets out a garbled sort of sentence of jibber-jabber. Mom? And then I realize, oh shit, we've had a stroke.